Hey, it's Jules. It's about 1:30 in the afternoon on Saturday. I just wanted to follow up about my bleeding yesterday, very briefly, I hope. I've stopped bleeding, or mostly stopped bleeding, overnight. There's a little bit of discharge. The papers we got about aftercare with Dr. McGinn say that discharge should be pretty significant in order to be concerned about it. And two of my family members here are women, and they said, look, you're going to have discharge, and they're going to be more than one kind of discharge at this point. And if there's blood in it, it's all going to look like blood. And that was a good point that I had not considered. I really am not concerned about any of this discharge from last night. It seems to have largely stopped. A tiny bit more overnight, but really almost nothing. So I'm using panty liners. Other than that, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, which is resting in bed and getting up to pee. The other nice thing is I've been drinking intentionally this morning a lot, so I can learn to trust my bladder to wake me up when it's time, which it's beginning to do. So it's like I don't have to just get up one way or the other and go pee every 3 hours. I really don't like waking people up to help me do that. I'm not supposed to get out of bed on my own. And so it's all going well. So that's all. Hey, it's Jules. It's Saturday night at about 9:15 in bed where I'm living these days. You know, my big issue these days is bowels. I'm not supposed to sit. I'm not supposed to push. I'm not supposed to use my abdominal muscles with any kind of force. And if you think pooping without doing any of those things is easy, I urge you to try it sometime. Meanwhile, in the past 7 days, I have completely had my digestive system evacuated twice, once by me and twice by me, excuse me, and once by the doctor while I was asleep. And also, I didn't eat anything for 48 hours before the surgery, or more, actually 60 hours before the surgery. And I didn't eat anything close to 40 hours after the surgery, and then it was liquids for 24 hours. And so really, I've only been eating for 48 hours, and if you think that is not going to mess up any sense of direction your digestive system has, plus not being able to push with your abdomen and sit, the idea of pooping is almost a preposterous proposition. And yet, I'm constantly feeling the urge and the need to do it. And then I try, and I produce essentially nothing but air, but then I lie back down again, and I still have the urge to do it. So I'm just saying that for all of you in the listening audience for whom this is in your future, I strongly recommend that you get this whole process really well down and ask the questions that I probably should have asked and haven't asked. I'm seeing Dr. McGinn in 36 hours, just 36 hours from now. So I hope after that it's not going to be an issue. I'm going to have the packing out, and I think it's going to be a lot less of an issue. I think I'm going to have the power to sit. I hope so. But anyway, it's not then now. That's 36 hours away. I'm seriously, tomorrow morning, going to take some stool softeners, which I bought in quantity for this very purpose. I'm very hesitant to take them tonight because, you know, people have to still, at the point where people have to come get me out of bed and put me back in bed, even though the toilet is only 10 steps from where I am. So it's a very complicated proposition. It's much different from not being here and just getting up and going to the toilet and doing your business. So that's something that was a deficiency in my education. And by the way, one other thing, I have had basically no pain meds. I've had some Tylenol, a little Tylenol, but I've had basically no pain meds. And the pain meds will really mess with your ability to have bowels moving at all. So these things do not conspire to produce happiness. And if this is in your future, or the future of somebody you love or are going to be caretaker for, get this all nailed down before you get into the hospital. You know, I'm going to be confronted by these issues. How mechanically is this all going to work? I'm not in a particularly bad situation, but blessedly didn't have to take any pain meds. But constipation is no fun. If you haven't had it, I have in the past, and I can tell you it is something you don't want if you can avoid it. So that's all for tonight. I don't know if there will be anything on Sunday, but certainly Monday is the great unveiling, and I expect I'm going to have a good deal to say then. So until then, or until next time, good night. Hello, it's Jules with an update. It's Sunday afternoon at 1:30. That means it's just a few hours now until my meeting with Dr. McGinn, the unpacking and the other things. So, number one, as you may remember, I had digestive issues that were really dominating my life. And between the period of 4 o'clock this morning and about 1 o'clock this afternoon, that issue was resolved so far 3 times. You know, when it's going to happen, it's going to happen. So that was nice. Right now, what I'm really looking forward to is my visit with Dr. McGinn tomorrow, when every major thing that's going to happen that didn't happen on Tuesday is going to happen. I'm hoping it changes my life circumstances a little. Certainly, I won't have to stand to pee anymore because the catheter is coming out. The packing is coming out. I assume all of the bandaging is coming off, and I know I'm going to have a mirror, and I'll be able to see the new me, and I'm looking forward to that. Other than that, I'm hoping that it will increase my freedom a little bit. As I keep saying, it's my bed, the bathroom, my bed. That's been my world. Getting into the shower, washing my hair, putting in some conditioner, getting my hair clean and brushed, putting on a little bit of makeup. I just feel so grungy right now, and I'm so looking forward to feeling not only female, but feminine, which it's really hard to feel this way. And so, you know, I feel mostly like an invalid, which I'm not. I'm just confined to my bed. I guess that's the same thing. Anyway, so this is where I am right now. I'm being patient. I'm doing what the doctor tells me. I want to heal, but I am certainly looking forward to that trip to Dr. McGinn's. It's going to be all female relatives in the car. I'm very happy about that. Also, Jim is going to be present at the unwrapping. I mean, I'm taking my iPad there, so that's going to be great too. So it's going to be most of the female presence in my family is going to be either in the doctor's office or they're actually back there with me getting unwrapped. I had a slice of pizza and some strawberries for lunch. That was nice. The day here in Newtown, Pennsylvania is absolutely gorgeous. It's October 18th here, as I said, well now about 1:45, and it's just the sky is blue and the air looks crisp and there are some clouds and it's just overwhelming. One of the women here just did all my dirty laundry and I punch a clean clothes. I'm going to be putting on earrings later. I can't find some of my makeup. It's driving me a little bit crazy because I know I have it here. Some mascara, something to help my eyebrows a little, and I cannot find them. But anyway, other than that, it's all really starting to look up to me, and I'm feeling very happy. So that's it. Thanks for dropping in on this, and talk to you soon.